Harriet Huri Ronvig has trouble chewing.
I cannot chew on the right side of my mouth because there's extracted teeth on the top and the bottom in the molar area, so the teeth will not strike. You know, like if I eat a carrot or something that's big and hard, it slides in the groove between the teeth, and that's not chewing.
To fix the problem, Harriet needs a dental implant, a new tooth, on her lower jaw, but she cannot afford to pay out of pocket. The procedure costs several thousand dollars. Harriet is 67, lives in Somerville, and is blind. She's been on MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program, for a little more than a decade, and is really happy with the coverage, mostly.
I have got two hip replacements because I had very advanced arthritis. I've had heart problems. I've gotten those taken care of. MassHealth has been superb in every way except for dental.
That's because MassHealth's funding is always vulnerable. In 2010, state lawmakers cut benefits to the bare minimum, covering only cleanings and extractions. 2 years later, they increased funding to include some fillings. For next year, some more money has been restored, but it's nowhere near comprehensive care for the poor.
We have a long history of separating oral health care from overall health care. Dental care is a very marginalized issue.
Nancy Turnbull is an associate dean at the Harvard School of Public Health. She says that because dental care is not a federal requirement for Medicaid, it's often on the chopping block when states are balancing their budgets.
While budgets are always tight and have been particularly tight over the last few years, the benefits in terms of reduced emergency department use, improving the ability of people to be employable, and other really important health consequences, it's a small investment for the state. It should be a priority.
Harriet agrees.
Dental health is an integral part of any human being's health. You know, they're not just little rocks in our mouth. You know? they're critical.
So critical, in fact, that poor teeth and gums are linked to some serious health problems, including diabetes and heart disease.
The mouth is the unguarded gate to the rest of the body.
Courtney Cello is the oral health policy coordinator for the advocacy group Healthcare for All.
A problem that starts in the mouth doesn't stay there. Cavities are actually a bacterial infection, and untreated, that can spread and cause much greater harm elsewhere in the body.
And that's when people go to the emergency room. Cello says she's thrilled to see fillings for all teeth restored, but for some people, it comes too late.
A lot of the folks who we work with who need services started off needing these fillings, but now need much more intensive treatment.
That's what happened to Joanne Gijon.
My teeth have literally fallen apart, crumbled.
Joanne is 62 and lives in Worcester. She's the mother of three and used to work as a nurse's aide. In the 90s, she went on disability because of arthritis, and then she had a stroke. Her teeth are in really bad shape. She's missing several, and many of the remaining ones are misshapen and gray. She says at times they ache.
My teeth just gradually just decayed. I mean, decayed all the way to the point where right into the gums. I mean, the whole tooth gone. Except for, like, little pieces that might be stuck in the gum. And my teeth are too bad to fix, so I have to get them all pulled now.
MassHealth covers extractions, but not dentures. And Joanne says she can't afford to pay for dentures herself. I ask Joanne what she'll do about food.
Oh, I'll have to do what I have to do without teeth.
Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.